Rumor has it that on the calendar, the secular calendar, in a couple of days from today, there is a special calendaric date called Thanksgiving. So they say, Thursday, Thanksgiving, Friday is the leftover, is day two, it's Black Friday, that's already maybe even a bigger Yom Tov than Thanksgiving, all the shopping, especially in a Corona era, all the stores need to make up for all the losses. And I think back in my childhood towards Thanksgiving, and maybe you can relate to this, some of you, I would imagine you can. So Thanksgiving usually consisted of classics. What's Thanksgiving? Turkey, obviously. Pashut, you have to have turkey. Stuffing, maybe, with the turkey. Yeshomim stuffing, yeshomim no stuffing. You have to have, you know, pie, delicious pie with the turkey, maybe sweet potato pie. I'm not trying to get you guys hungry. Maybe some cranberry relish, avada with the turkey. And that's the food. But there's also, you know, the day. There's football. When I was growing up, I used to watch football a little bit. Not that much, a little bit. But it was part of the culture on Thanksgiving. Football, I remember always, I think the Eagles playing on Thanksgiving, maybe the Lions playing, if not mistaken. I want to stop while I'm ahead, so I'll stop right now. But that was also part of the culture of the day. Family time, good bonding. That was Thanksgiving. When I got a little bit older, we used to go to my grandparents. Aleihem HaShalom, my mother's parents. They liked to make a Thanksgiving dinner. So we would go all to Brooklyn, Flatbush, and we would all get in the car and pack in and have a nice Thanksgiving experience with them. But my grandparents left the world, this world, went to the Olam HaEmes, so we pretty much stopped our Thanksgiving parties. I was zochet to grow up in a house without a television. Baruch Hashem, my father actually called it an idiot box. Not for now, that's not the point of the shmooze. But there was no football to watch. We didn't really have turkey and all the trimmings either. But we had a certain expression we said in our house. And that was, every day is Thanksgiving Day. No need to only have Thanksgiving the last Thursday, the fourth Thursday, whatever it is in November. Every day is Thanksgiving Day. We had a similar expression in our house when it came to Mother's Day and Father's Day. Every day is Mother's Day. No need to single out a special day in May. And Father's Day, every day is Father's Day. No need to sing out a special day in June. Every day is Thanksgiving Day. And I thought that in honor of Thanksgiving, I would try to explain to you why that is. Why is it that every day is Thanksgiving Day? And what should it mean for us practically as striving, budding B'nai Torah to try to make our lives into lives that reflect this idea that every single day is Thanksgiving Day? There's no coincidence. Nothing is a coincidence. One of the prime sources in the Torah for the idea of Thanksgiving happens to fall out in this week's parsha. I'm not one of those people that, like, you know, fixes the calendar with the parsha and says every year Thanksgiving falls out around Parshas Vayetze. I'm not saying that. I don't know if it's true or not. It's probably be'erech true, but it works out well for me this year for this shmuz. So I'll use it over here for my benefit. One of the most primary sources of the Torah for Thanksgiving, for the idea which we call in our religion Hakara Satov, is in this week's parsha. The count is 3 to 0 to 0 to 0. What do I mean? We know that there were 4 Imos. Sorry, that's also true. We also know that Yaakov Avinu had 4 wives. There were supposed to be 12 Shiftei Ka, 12 tribes, and there were. And they were supposed to come from these 4 wives. Leah, Imenu, is the first to have children. Vayiftach Hashem es Rachma, Hashem sees that Leah is Snua, it says in the Torah, and she has Reuven, and she has Shimon, and she has Levi. Wow. And then, she has a 4th son. And she says, famous words, Vatomer Hapam Odes Hashem. Now, I will thank God. And she calls his name Yehuda. Okay? Thanksgiving in the Torah. Open pasuk. Leah has a 4th child, she calls him Yehuda, and they have the idea of Thanksgiving. There's a Gemara in Maseches Brachos, a famous, famous Gemara, that I want to focus on with you this shmooze. It's already the afternoon. The Gemara says as follows: Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Miyom Shebara Kadosh Baruch Hu alone, from the day that God created the world, Lohaya Adam Shehodeh LaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was no one that praised God Ad Shebasa Leah VeHodasa, until Leah came and said, "Thank you, God." As it says in the pasuk, Shenemar Hapam Odeh Hashem. A star in Gemara. Says the Gemara, from the time of creation, from Adam Arishon, until Leah, there was no one that thanked Hashem, as it says in the pasuk, Hapam Odeh Hashem. I want to bring out 2 points in this Gemara with you. Firstly, is it really true? No one thanked God before Leah thanked God? Is that really true? Let's go back a little bit in the Torah. No one brought korbanos to thank Hashem for their gifts that they were given. Avram didn't thank Hashem. Eliezer, as soon as he finds a wife for Yitzchak, doesn't he also have a thank you to Hashem? What do you mean no one thanked God before Leah thanked Hashem? It doesn't make any sense, seemingly, to me. As we read this Gemara, what does the Gemara mean, b'chlal? When I was your age, around your age, I was zochet to learn in the yeshiva with Rabbi Arblavsky, called him Tzviz, a couple of years ago, a couple of moons ago. And we were zochet then to hear shmuzes from great people. They used to bring in great, great tzaddikim to give us shmuzes. One of the tzaddikim that gave us a shmuz in those days was, name was Rav Moshe Aaron Stern Zatzal. A big, big giant. Giant master educator. He lived in Shari Chesed near Chavia. Massive, massive godel. And he would come give us a shmuz. And I remember this idea from then. It stuck with me for all the years. He said the following beautiful pshat. It's not that no one gave praise to God before Leah. There were others. What was unique about Leah's praise was the following. She called her son Yehuda. What's Yehuda? Yehuda means praise. Yehuda means thank you. The chiddush of Leah was that every single time she called her son out, every time she said, Yehuda, what was she saying? Thank you. It wasn't one time, it wasn't a one and done, it wasn't like, okay, I say thank you one time, I'm finished. It was a constant thanks. Every time she said, Yehuda, you know, it's time for dinner, what she was saying was, thank you Hashem, it's time for dinner. Yehuda, maybe let's come, let's go, we're going for a walk now. What she was saying was, thank you Hashem, let's go for a walk. In other words, it wasn't a one-time thank you. It was a constant thank you. That was the chiddush of Leah. Hapam odes Hashem. I'm going to keep this thank you with me. And day in, day out, for the rest of this kid's life, until 120 years when he dies, I'm going to thank Hashem. Thanksgiving, Rabosai, is every day. It's not a one and done. It's a constant. We have a name as a people. We're called Yehudim. It's a funny name. You know where it comes from? Yehuda. You know what Yehuda means? Thank you. Part of our essence, part of who we are, is that we are people who are thankful people. But I want to learn one other message with you from this Chazal. What inspired this name? Why did Leah call her son Yehuda? It's true. She had a fourth child. That's true. What was it specifically about his birth that said, okay, I want to call this kid Yehuda, and I want to be constantly thankful for his existence. And Rashi, as we know, tells us a beautiful, beautiful idea on this pasuk. Rashi says, because, just four words, Shenatalti, or three even, Shenatalti Yoser Mechelki, which means, I got more than my lot. Pasha Pshat in Rashi is what? 12 divided by 4 is how many? Excellent. So how many should she have had, really? 3. And how many did she have? 4 already. So I got more than my lot, so I called Yehuda for the extra. 3 plus 1 is 4, that's why I called him Yehuda. That's on a simple pshat level. But there's a deeper understanding, Rabosai, to this Rashi. A very, very deep message for every single person in this room, for every person in the world, to internalize and to live with, that could literally change your life forever. 3 words in Rashi could change your life forever. Shenatalti Yoser Mechelki means as follows. It means every person should live with the awareness that whatever they have is more than their lot. Everything is Yoser Mechelki. What do I deserve? What's coming to me? Do I deserve all the gifts that I have in my life? Do I deserve it? Why? Based on what? What did I do to deserve it? Did I justify it? Do I justify it? Is it really coming to me? We live in a world where, yeah, everything is coming to me. I deserve it. It's a entitled world. Yeah, of course, I deserve it. Of course, I should have it. Everyone else has it. He has it. She has it. They have it. And if that's the mindset that a person lives with, it's very, very hard to be thankful. But if a person takes nothing for granted, a person realizes everything is a gift, everything I have is beyond my chelek, then it becomes very, very natural for a person to be thankful. Not just once in a while, not just once every blue moon, but Thanksgiving every single day, because they realize everything they have is a gift. I want to speak very, very practically with you about Hakaras HaTov. Very practically. Before I do so, I want to just give one line introduction, and then I want to talk very practically with you. Thanksgiving is an English word. In Hebrew, we call it Hakaras HaTov. What's Hakaras HaTov? Just on a definitional level, what does it mean, Hakaras HaTov? Hakaras HaTov means to recognize the good. Is everything in life always good? No. Is every situation perfect in life? No. But if a person lives with a recognition of the good, if you see the good that you have, if you focus on that good, once again, to be makir tov, to be thankful, is going to be the next step. If you see the bad, if you see the difficulty, if you see the challenge, if you see the ra that seems to be ra in a situation, it's very, very hard to be makir tov, to be thankful. But if you see the good that you have, if you look around and see others that don't have the same good that you have, think about the people in the world who don't have food on the table. Think about people in the world that don't live with normal houses and protection over their existence. Not to even mention health, that we'll get to in a minute. If we think about the good that we have, Hakaras HaTov is a very, very natural step. Rabosai, how do we make Thanksgiving every single day? How do we make every day into Thanksgiving? So I want to talk about our day. And I want to begin with the first thing that we do every single day. My wife told me yesterday in the car, we were talking about this topic. She told me that in ninth grade, she heard the following mashal from a ninth grade teacher. I don't know the teacher's name. My wife went to a school called Prospect Park High School. If you heard of that one in Brooklyn? Okay. So her ninth grade teacher, a couple of moons ago, told her this mashal. But it stuck with her for the past couple of decades, and I want to share it with you. Imagine you're walking on the street, and you see a person that passes out chas v'shalom. They're lying on the floor, totally breathless, zero. And you are a big knocker, you learned CPR, you know how to do CPR and how to do mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. And you run over to the person, you jump next to them or on top of them, whatever it may be, and you start pumping and start counting 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. And slowly but surely you feel a pulse and they come back to life. And the person gets up, thank you very much, the person gets up and two scenarios. One scenario is they walk around a little bit, they go home, they go to family, and then they give you a phone call later and say, hey, thank you so much for saving my life, for giving my breath back. Or the first breath that they have, the first thing they utter is, thank you so much for saving my life. Thank you so much for giving me the breath to live. What do we do every single morning when we wake up? We're lying there in our beds, passed out. And what do we do with our first breath every single morning? Modeh ani lefanecha, melech chai v'kayam. That's how we start our day. Shech ezdarta b'nishmasi. God, thank you so much for giving me another chance. You gave me another chance to try my best today. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me the opportunity to have another day in this world. I have a beautiful book in front of me. I didn't even know it existed until this morning. I was looking for a different book, and I found this one instead. Don't try to take it and read it because I'm probably going to be borrowing it for the next couple of days from Yeshiva. It's called Reaching to Heaven. It's relatively new. It looks amazing. It's about a great tzaddik who passed away a few years ago, Yaakov Edelstein, Zatzal. The Rav of the area near Tel Aviv called Ramat HaSharon. A giant, giant tzaddik who passed away. Towards the end of his life, he had many operations. He was very, very sick. and he couldn't talk for quite some time. And they decided towards the end, they were going to give him a chance to try to speak, and they gave him something like a prosthetic limb, but a prosthetic throat, so to speak, like a microphone of sorts, to allow him to speak. And all eyes were upon him. What words are you going to say? You haven't spoken for 2 months. What are his first words going to be? And he began with kavana, and he said, Modeh, ani, lefanecha, melech, chai, v'kayam, shechazarta b'nishmasi b'chema, Rabbi Munasecha, wow, thank you Hashem for the gift of life. That's the first thing we say every single morning. Abosai, after we daven, I'll come back to daven in a minute. We come to this room, usually have breakfast. Someone serves us breakfast. I think. I don't really come for breakfast usually. Someone serves us lunch. Someone brings the pizza from a place. Shkoyach. For us, so we can have the pizza here in Yeshiva. Someone prepares it. Someone cleans up after we finish. Someone takes care of the food. I'm not asking you the last time, it's not my business, the last time we asked for, the last time we said thank you to the people that are involved in taking care of our food. But let's just stop for half a second and think about the fact that it doesn't happen by itself. Someone takes care of it for us. So you know what behooves us is just to be thankful for what they're doing. It's their job, that's true. It doesn't make a difference. It's not for them, it's for us. My wife and I were once sitting in a restaurant having a, I think it was an anniversary dinner, if I'm not mistaken. I won't say where it was because you'll see why in a second. And right next to us, the table next to us, were a few couples having a meal together. And we were just trying to like mind our own business, but we couldn't because this poor waiter was being harassed by these couples. Harassed. The food wasn't good, it wasn't cooked well. Bring me this, bring me that. And we're just sitting there trying to mind our own business, trying to reflect on another year, Baruch Hashem, of marriage. And, you know, we said, can you please bring us some salt, probably we said, or maybe we said thank you for, you know, for waiting on us so well. We left, we paid, we gave him a tip. We walked out of the store, and the waiter ran after us with almost tears in his eyes, maybe even tears in his eyes. Actually, it's better for the effect of the story. He had tears in his eyes. I think he did. I think he did. And he said, thank you so much. And we're like, for what? What did we do? He said, thank you so much for thanking me. Like, for thanking you? He said, you don't understand. This job that I'm in right now is a very challenging job. People come, they're so demanding and so thankless oftentimes with their behavior. It was so refreshing, he said, that you were so pleasant and kind to us. We did nothing unusual, I promise you. We did nothing. That I can tell you for sure. We just said thank you or just maybe talk with just simple, normal etiquette, nothing unusual. But he was so touched and moved. It's a simple thing, a small thing. But it goes so far. Abosai, I skipped davening. Let's come back to davening. So much of davening is about Hakaras HaTov. So much of davening is thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what we have. All over. We start in the morning with Birchos HaShachar. And we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for so many things that we have. Malbish Arumim. I have clothes to wear, thank God. Atir Asurim. I was sleeping. I was all bottled up. I was crumpled up, so to speak. And now I'm a free man to walk around. But probably the part of davening that we should all focus on and really turn to for Thanksgiving every single day is called modim. What is modim? What's the bracha of modim? In modim, we thank Hashem. It's about thank you. And what do we say on a simple pshat level? Thank you, Hashem, for what? Al chayenu, that I'm alive. Al nishmosenu, for our neshama, kudos lach. Al nisecha, shebechol yom yimanu, there's miracles happening this every single day. Nifloosecha, tovosecha, your kindness, your goodness, your wonders, shebechol eis, that happen all the time. Erev, in the morning, vavoker, v'tzaharayim. I've told the story in the past, I'll repeat it again, it's okay. I had a Talmud once, it was actually in that room, back left. I had a Talmud a bunch of years ago in this yeshiva whose father once came to sit in on shir. That happened. It used to happen a lot when there was no corona. So potential Talmud used to come and sit in on shir. So a father once came. If I'm not mistaken, it wasn't just a father that time. It was a father and a whole entourage. Like a whole family came. That was a lot of fun. Okay, no distraction in the shir. It's all good. And after we finished the shir, we dive in mincha. That's what we used to do in the yeshiva before there was 225 mincha. 1245 mincha. So we dive in mincha. I finished before the father of this Talmud finished davening. And I looked over in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, I saw he's about to get the modem. And I looked at his face, and I saw a smile on his face from ear to ear. A smile. He's davening, he's saying modem. And he puts a smile on his face. I was intrigued. I have chutzpah, why not? And after that, I went over to him, I said, buddy, or mister, sir, what was that smile about? What are you smiling for? And this is what he said. He said, I tried to be b'kabbal upon myself, he said, to smile when I say modem. I said, why? He said, because I'm saying thank you. And when you thank a person with a smile on your face, it's a whole different thank you. When you thank with feeling, when you thank with emotion, when you really mean the thank you, when you're happy with what you have and you say thank you and you really appreciate it, it's a whole different thank you. It's such a beautiful lesson. I'm saying modem my entire life. When was the last time I even thought about that concept to smile, to really, really appreciate the gifts that I have in my life? Go back to the dorms for a minute. It's almost break time. I imagine that when you left the room this morning, the dorm wasn't as clean as it is right now. You know why? Because for the past couple of hours, there's been people working till around 1 o'clock on our dorms to clean up our dorms for us. I happen to know two of their names. Maybe you do also. One's called Tuvia, one's called Chaim. I'm not sure if we know their names, but I'll tell you one thing. We pass by them in the dorms. We pass by them in the hallways. It's not the most enjoyable job to clean toilets or to take out garbage or to be doing other things that make our stay in yeshiva more pleasant. But they do it with grace. It doesn't take a lot from us just to say, you know, todah rabah, or thank you. That I think they both speak English probably better than Hebrew. Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a great day. It's small. It's nothing. It goes a very, very long way. The final area, and there's many, many others that I want to just highlight for 1 second, is the bracha that we say when we finish going to the bathroom, the bracha of Asher Yatzar. Asher Yatzar. Thank God our body works. Thank God we're healthy. Rabosai, not too long ago, many of us didn't have taste or smell. Just didn't have it. One of my boys in my shir told me that there was nothing he wanted more than to have his taste and smell. Thank God this boy happens to have kept it. Baruch Hashem. Lose the taste and smell. We take it for granted. We always taste and smell. We finish eating the food. The body takes what it needs and gets rid of what it doesn't need anymore. We take it for granted, obviously. Except when we stop and think for a second about what Asher Yatzar means. My father, Shlita, many years ago had an operation. I was living in America at the time. And I had the schus to take my father, to be malavah him, to the hospital to wait till he finished the operation, the procedure, and take him home. If not mistaken, it was gallstones in his gallbladder, and they were laparoscopically removed. He was able to, Baruch Hashem, get them removed. Protocol in the hospital was that until a person was able to go to the bathroom, you're not allowed to leave the hospital. Okay. He finished the operation. Baruch Hashem went smoothly. And it's time to leave, but it wasn't time to leave yet. And we're waiting, and he's drinking. But somehow, because of the operation, it was very hard for him to go to the bathroom. And he's drinking, and we're waiting, and we're walking, and he's drinking, and we're waiting, and we're walking. And finally, Baruch Hashem, Shemi Paseach Echad Mehem, O Yisaseim Echad Mehem, became alive. And I watched my father say Asher Yatzar then, like I never saw an Asher Yatzar in my life before. Because when things are working fine, we don't necessarily stop to appreciate them. But when a person can't, when I can't do what I naturally do, then I come to appreciate so much more the gifts that I have. Rabbi Malay mentioned before that 2 weeks from this coming Thursday is Hanukkah. Hanukkah, a lot to talk about Hanukkah. I'm sure a lot will be discussed about Hanukkah before Hanukkah. What's Hanukkah about in 3 words? We say it both in Al Anisim and Haneros Halalu. Hanukkah is about, the whole essence of Hanukkah is Kidei Lehodos Ulhalel. It's to get us to be thankful people, to get us to recognize the gifts that we have, both that are done to us by our friends, by our family, by our Ben Al Machavero, And also, the gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that God bestows upon us constantly, every single day. I want to just quote one more story from this book. This beautiful book that I just saw this morning, but I'm hooked already. The same great Rav Edelstein, towards the end of his life, like I mentioned, he had an operation on his throat, he couldn't talk at all. And part of the therapy was to go ahead and teach him words. Teach him words. And he would spend time with speech therapy, working on those words, and eventually, hopefully, the idea was he'd be able to speak. So they said to him, the speech therapist said to Rav Edelstein, two words. Pick two words that you want to work on. Let's stop for a second. Which words would we pick? Not sure. It didn't take him a second to take a pen and paper and write down the following two words. First word, Toda. Second word, Amen. And he explained, Toda, so many people are helping me all the time. So many people are worried about my existence. If I could just say Toda to them, what an opportunity. Amen, I can't make brachos. I can't daven right now. I'm no longer able to use my mouth with Hashem the way I'm supposed to, the way I wanted to, but if someone else makes a bracha, I could say Amen. And if I say Amen, it's like I made the bracha. So you know what? Toda and Amen. Those are the two things, without thinking about, he wanted to go ahead and work on and have in his life. Rabosai, Thanksgiving is coming up in two more days. But we know that Thanksgiving is every day. It doesn't take that much thought. It doesn't take that much effort. It just takes us to be a little bit mindful, a little bit focused on all the great, tremendous kindness that we receive in our lives, both from those around us and from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to recognize that, to be makir tov, to appreciate the good that we have, and in Mitzvah Hashem, to make Thanksgiving every single day. Have a wonderful day.
Gentlemen, I want to thank Rabbi Yudin. Uh-huh.